Okay. I painted.
Yeah.
Trying to keep our house kind of together.
Yeah.
So it doesn't go on us. Wow. Mom's taking some. It's taking her some time. What's this?
I don't know. Looks like.
That looks like the thing that goes over hinges on a. Yeah, like up here. Like that. Oh, here. There. See? Like that. All right. Boy, poor mom must be having trouble. Oh. Could have watered some more if I would have known. But that's alright. That's life.
Yeah, the rain just already pouring when it started.
Well, it didn't rain much, man. It just kind of dribbled. Honestly. Not much going on that way. Anyway. So yeah, I don't know what happened to Lisa. She's okay. Oh, there she is. Good deal. All right.
I accidentally erased my things and presents swap with all the Clintons.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, literally. It turned blue. I tried to tap it just to get it off, and it went away.
Uh-oh. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right, Lee.
No.
Oh, everything.
What?
Oh, everything.
What's this
mean? Oh. Kyle? constant state of repentance. State of just anxiety over everything.
Well, that's probably going to be normal from here on out.
Yeah, you're right.
So, if you can, even though there's a state of anxiety, it's just going to be easy. Living the gospel and staying close to the Lord.
There are riots everywhere over that policeman doing that thing to that black guy.
I think people
are keeping people. I'm sorry, what?
I think people use us as an excuse to use
them. Yes. That's their basic attitude about it. This is time to get back what we deserve. And
I mean,
they've been,
bad happened to you.
Yeah. Well, they've been so trumped up. They've been, you know, so abused all this time that anything they do is justified. There's so many, you know, there's mayors of cities. Let's just say, well, want us to do? And then there's like people like Trump saying, excuse me? Stop it. This is lawless.
Yeah.
I said, is it those?
Good morning.
Good morning. Is it those store owners' fault?
No.
All the evil in the world is visited on them.
I know, right?
And yeah, and they're. And if they have their business destroyed, even with COVID-19 making it terrible, it's like, well, this will do a number to it. Now, Trump says, hey, if you guys aren't going to solve the problem, I will. We will not have lawlessness. And everybody's getting all up in arms. He's gonna militarize the whole world.
He's a racist.
Yeah, and he's racist. He hates black people. You know, no. He says if black people feel justified in being lawless right now, they need to stop feeling justified in being lawless. And I think that's what's being said. Another case of black people can do no wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a two-way street, yes. There are some racists out there. They are on police forces sometimes. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. Maybe he treats everybody that way. This one just got politicized. I don't know.
Well,
I said, he's going to be punished.
Yeah.
I said, so, yeah. Okay. What is the injustice going on? And they said, well, there's systemic prejudice against this. And you go, well, I don't think so.
What are you doing out of your houses anyway? You're supposed to be on lockdown.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't bring that up because that means you're racist, too.
Yeah.
And you're going, okay. Like I said, you know, I said, black people can do whatever they want. We should feel grateful when they choose not to just come into your store and steal your blinds. Because they feel like it's what they're due for all the horrors they've faced.
But their ancestors
faced. Not them. I said, I'm not even sure that what their ancestors faced justifies this.
Yeah.
Like, well, I said, we keep treating, you know, you say, you need to treat us like individuals, and you go, when you start acting like individuals, we can hopefully get past this. Because what I see is a bunch of people have the same skin color banding together and rioting. And you go, so yeah, do I want people of that skin color coming around? I said, not really. You're racist. They go, because it seems to be tied to race. I'm sorry. I think when you show us that you aren't going to keep plopping down the race card to justify large-scale violence, crap like that, that I can say, hey, look, there's a race thing going on. We gotta stamp that out. And you go, well, the way you guys are going about it is not the way to stamp it out. Because you're gonna continue to have people just either avoid you if they own businesses, put up a sign that says no blacks here.
Then they'll attack you next.
Oh yeah. And you go, there's a reason. You can't use isolated incidents to all of a sudden affect one of your transfers of wealth. You know, when those guys say, we need reparations. I said, you guys have gotten reparations time and time again. Every time you guys decide that one incident deserves a huge riot, that's your reparations, because you go in and you steal and you pillage. You know, and they go, well, I'm a black guy. Because I'm a black guy, I'm not getting a fair shake. And you go, then talk to your own people to stop making a mess of your life. It's not the white guys doing this to you. It's your own people doing it to you. have to treat you specially because you demand it. And when the least thing comes that you guys think is unfair, the entirety of you rise up and start just doing crazy. Just go crazy. And you're going, yeah, there's racism. Blacks stick up for each other. And you go, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, it says, and yes, yeah, you guys have a serious problem with keeping laws. You just don't do it very well. And you go, yeah, slavery was a mistake. Said the cost was too high. We shouldn't have done it. It was a bad idea. It says the biggest mistake is we brought thousands of them over here as slaves. That was a mistake. Shouldn't have brought them here at all. And you go, boy, that's racist. And you go, damn right, Skippy. It says, look at you guys. You guys are completely out of control. But you're not. You're not out of control. You're doing what your leaders want you to do. And they sit back on their haunches while the lawlessness goes on, and they say, see, see, see. And then they start screaming racist to anybody who tries to do anything about it. I'm going, all I can see is that there is a black nation that says, certainly haven't integrated at all. Or at least this group hasn't. And you're going, yeah, this is, here's our problem. We keep trying to make sure that we just quell this stuff. It said, well, you need to go out. Whoever's going, being a part of these protests and stuff like that, this is, I'm sorry. They just all need to be eliminated, exterminated, all of them. Because guess what? There won't be another riot because it's not going to affect anything. Everybody will be crying, oh, my kid died in a riot. You go, yeah, why did you let them go out there and do that? We cannot have riots, period. This is never to happen ever again. It says, when it starts happening, it says, we just release the freaking toxin and they all die. It says, and that's just that simple. Until you guys learn other ways of getting your grievances taken care of. It says, I believe we have a justice system that you can freely access. In fact, you guys are pretty darn studied at accessing it. And yet, that's not good enough. There you go. Sorry, it's going to have to be. Or there's going to be significantly fewer of you. It says, and only because you just will not stop behaving like animals. It says, and I'm sorry. We can't just have wild rounding. I mean, look at the scriptures we were reading, what, yesterday? Last night? You can't let the ravening wolf just go run willy-nilly. And he's sitting there going, oh, I don't want to be branded as a racist, so we just have to let them kill all the sheep until they're satisfied. Oh my, oh my. And you're going, this is a problem. Says, let me tell you. I'm glad Trump's doing the stuff he does, and frankly, he doesn't listen to people. I mean, it's almost like, you know, it's like, I think he's already heard all the stuff about how terrible he is, and that doesn't, and spewing that at him does not stop it, and his opponents are just so livid that doesn't work. And you're going, we all have to start being like that. we all have to start being the whole thing. You're racist. And you go, damn right, Skippy. I says that I'm going to stay racist until your race learns how to be a part of a civilized society. We do not riot. That police officer that killed that person is gonna go to prison at least, if not get executed. Said, that's it. That's all.
The quicker he gets executed,
the better.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be that way anyway. So, you know, we're not supposed to take for 1,000 years of time to do all this stuff. The only problem is, when we do that, what happens? Police, when they see a black person committing a crime, they just put up their hands and go, I ain't touching that. Because as soon as you touch a black person, if something doesn't go exactly right, you know, you're dead. And you're going, this is the whole black problem is a big problem. Because they have been taught entitlement. And they are using it. And everybody's kind of standing back and saying, you know what, if he comes in, he breaks in, and he steals stuff from your store, even if it's thousands of dollars, we're not going to do a damn thing about it. You go, why not? Because if we do...
And if you shoot him, the you whole, have to put charges
yeah,
against you.
He says, the whole nation, of the whole black nation will rise and seek...
They should have
seen
that water. They still haven't done
anything. Doesn't matter. You can call them, bring it up, and say, how many gallons of water are you guys just pouring down the street?
And it's the taxpayers that have to pay for.
Yeah. Of course, the whole big thing is, who on our earth are you going to catch? If you call, you get some recording.
There's not even any workers that I see anymore.
Not very much.
It's June when they would normally be off of work.
Well, because this is usually the time that seeds aren't sprouting anymore. It's full grown plants. So yeah, you mow instead of spraying.
Bless you.
And I'm not even sure the people that spray may or may not be some employees. They may be contractors. So yeah, it just makes it so that who's responsible, and you go, I don't know, nobody. The waste of money is systemic. Everybody's, you know, of course, everybody hates Trump, no matter what he does. That's what everybody's talking about right now. One police officer killed one black man. And yeah, the whole country, almost every populated place is for it. And you go, at what point do we decide that the black nation is some kind of terrorist group? That it's some kind of, you know, enemy to civilization. I don't know. I don't want to get there, but there might be no choice.
And the whole thing was over a supposed counterfeit $20 bill. When do they start checking $20 bills that they're counterfeit?
It has gotten that far. They do. Some places do check $20 bills. Especially if they're in a place where a lot of counterfeit money is being passed. You know?
Okay. So let's say somebody checked and it was counterfeit.
Yeah.
And they called the police.
Yeah.
Don't you think he would have figured it out and run before the police ever got there?
I don't know the circumstances behind it.
There's several stories.
See,
the police say he resisted arrest.
Yeah, but
popping
off gets done for resisting arrest.
Videotape said that he was compliant and peaceful.
Yeah. But like I said. I said, can I tell you? I said, this is a complicated thing. Yeah, does that cop need to get punished? Sure. I don't know how much he needs to get punished.
And he was repeatedly saying, I can't breathe.
Well, usually if you can't breathe, you can't say anything. But I'm not going to get weird like that. Justify anything around it. Says these actions, we need to break the chain of these things providing justification for rioting. I said it's lawlessness. Says, and we know this is a nation of laws. And we don't just suspend them for groups. We don't suspend them for events. We don't suspend them at all. And so, yeah, it's like, these riots need to be put down and need to be put down hard.
I never looked at the temperature. It's 7:10.
It is. And I think riots should be put down very, very hard. And it is. I said people should learn. If there's a riot near you, get the heck out of there if you want to live. Because everybody who's doing the rioting, they're going to die. Don't go out there and try to stop them, because you'll be dead too. Just because we're not going to discriminate. We're going to release a cloud of gas. Get the heck out of there. Because they're all going to die.
Yeah. But then next time they riot,
they'll
all be wearing gas masks.
I don't know how you're going to stop that from happening. And they go, well, it's just all black people. And I said, well, it was everybody who was rioting. If you equate rioting with black people,
then
there's going to be a lot fewer of you. And you can make up your mind at some point what you're going to do individually about it.
If they put rioting and black people together, they are the racists.
Yeah. So that's the problem. And the whole thing of, we only do this when it appears that some injustice happens to an individual black person. Well, it's systemic.
It doesn't happen every day.
At least you guys don't strip the riots every day, thank goodness.
Yeah.
But it seems like you'd like to. You can actually make it so it's though it's not so much a breathable thing, it can be something that's skin contact and kills you.
Like a bullet?
No. We have chemicals that can do it. Now the whole thing is, they said when the riot starts, that every peaceful person better get the flipping heck out of there. Don't sit there and defend your stuff, because you're going to die doing it. Oh no, I know, and you've probably got a thousand reasons why it's a stupid idea, and I understand. There is no perfect solution to anything.
Nope.
There is only... at some certain point, you need to let everybody know that some behaviors will not be tolerated, period. And you can tell them this is exactly how we handle it. When a riot breaks out, the chemicals go, and as quickly as humanly possible, we get the chemicals in there.
Oh, I know what I was going to say.
It says, and everybody within a certain radius of that chemical.
What about the after effects?
What after effects? I don't know.
The wind blows the chemical to a certain part of town where nothing else, nothing is going on, but people get it anyway.
Sorry.
I don't like the chemical idea.
I don't know of anything else that can do that can really do the job. And do it over a large group in a very short period of time. Usually it's the whole thing that dissipates rather quickly. You know? It does what it does and it's gone. Trust me, we have some extremely highly paid chemists in this world. And I'm sorry, I do believe that COVID-19 has been altered. It was engineered. Whether they intended for it to get out or not, at this point, is anybody's guess. But do I think it's engineered? And you go, oh, heck yeah. We already knew that they were playing with CRISPR over there. They could change little bitty things on things. They could alter stuff. They could turn on switches and turn off switches in viruses. If we can release a virus that spreads just as good as like the common flu and everything else, but it doesn't make you as sick, but it, you know, gives you the same kind of immunity. I said, there's plenty of people that would say that's a wonderful thing, and we need to pour money into the ability to do that. Good people. But, as usual, what are we doing? We're playing with fire. We're playing with crap we don't have any clue about. Everything that we do has the potential of being going catastrophically wrong. And I'm perfectly able to accept the fact that that might be true. I said, did this craft escape the lab? I said, I think there's enough evidence to say that it did. You know, people are all looking for blame, and you go, here's what we should do. We shouldn't be doing this crap. Have we learned yet? Because chances are, SARS was another one of these things where it was just an earlier experiment in trying to do something like this. And you're going, have we caught on yet that we should not be screwing with God's stuff? We've got enough problems to deal with without pouring billions of dollars into, you know, trying to eradicate this problem and that problem. But our biggest thing, this is... we still have people, you know, we still have millions of people a year that die of diarrhea, dysentery, mostly stuff around the whole problem of they don't have adequate sanitation. I said, and guess what? We know how to solve that problem, but yet we're too busy pouring money into some kind of vaccine that's going to make some guy filthy rich. And you're going, this is what the world gets for worrying more about that than solving the problem of people don't have adequate drinking water that's clean. You know, and you're going, we can solve these problems, and we can solve them rather easily. How come Bill Gates isn't fronting those kinds of concerns and those kinds of things? And I said, we're going to get rid of malaria. And you go, you know what? We could solve a lot more pressing problems than the malaria problem. And said, your money could do it in one fell swoop. Every single village could have clean water available close to people. I said, that would be really nice instead of being, oh, the joys of you know, advanced genetic technology and what it's going to do. We're going to create superhumans. And you go, you know.
And then once you do, you'll wipe out the next civilization.
Yeah, but they don't care.
Well,
it's weird.
So that's why would they want to give them water? And they want them to wipe them out.
Yeah, I know. And you're going, you know, this is, I'm sorry, when you guys come and say, oh, aren't they wonderful people? We should give them all the latitude they need. And you go, I don't see them actually solving problems. I see them doing something completely different. And not even, and kind of giggling because they're not even really hiding what they're doing. They're trying to tell you how wonderful it's going to be, and they get the giggle because it's like, yeah, I told them I was doing this, and they're so stupid. They didn't even know I was trying to exterminate them. You know, they get kind of a sick glee at being able to, you know, at telling you what they're going to do, what you're going to do, and then just saying, but I'm so powerful, nobody's going to stop me from doing it. And Gates Foundation owns scientists. Scientists are the most owned and kept group on the face of the earth. You know? Some of them make a lot of money. The rest of them really want to make a lot of money. And that foundation. And you're going, quit taking that money. Because they're going to steer you into doing stuff that's horrible. And what are you to them? A slave.
Yep.
A slave working for their purposes. Yeah, it says, well, you can speak against it if you want, but I'll cut off all your money and you'll never have a forum ever again. That nice house you have? It says, I'll tell you what's going to happen. It says, I'll make the threat. You might want to sit there and try to say, I'm going to be noble and wonderful. It says, but I'll get your wife who enjoys the lifestyle you have. And she'll be the first one to say, buddy, you know I've got you by the gonads. That's what marriage is. And you go, and
Matt, you're not going to the park with us?
He says, and you're going to continue to do exactly what Master Bill tells you. Because I like my lifestyle. And you better not screw with that. That's why these outfits don't really like this is part of the trouble of this whole thing about the new generation's not getting married. They said, you can't control these people in Redlands. Because they can decide to do things for some larger reason besides money. And that's the problem. That's what always made it work in the past. It might not work so well in the future. Too many unmarried scientists. You can still get people for their greed and for their comfort and say, I'll still take away the money, and a lot of them will say, well, I don't want to lose my job, or even more than that, their prestige, you know. I get to have press conferences, and the media comes and grovels before me and puts out my research and the things I want them to talk about. Oh, yay! Woo! A sunflower. Might be. Anyway, it's kind of like that. Time you have a tree, you have grass. No tree, no grass. Funny.
Well, the tree kind of preserves it from getting baked all the time.
Yep. Sure does. What's with the bottom berries, do you think? Sorry. Anyway. Oh. So yeah, you go, oh, there's no big conspiracy. And you go, oh, give me a break. This world is so riddled with that when you try to call out one, you look silly because you're just surrounded by them. The only difference is are people adjusting their behavior in order to keep what they have? If the answer is yes, that means you're a slave. You know, because if you can do what you please, because you're not really beholden to anybody, you're not a slave. That's why owning your own house and all, it's getting out of debt and stuff like that is so important. It has to do with, can you operate somewhat independently? And yeah, sometimes I think I can be a little independent, and then, well, Lisa talks to me, and I find out I better not, because the powers that be will smash me. It's like, yep, I'm just a slave, like everybody else. I may think I'm not, or try not to be, but it's like, oh, good luck. It's not going to happen. Just trust me, you're a slave. John and Adam, you know? You kind of like them because they found a way to not be slaves. Now, everyone can't do exactly what they do. But yeah, you take a look at what they're doing, how they're doing it. And you're going, oh my gosh. She says, it's really hard to kill them. You know, it used to be you can call a couple of their key advertisers and you can get them to stop saying the things they're saying. You know, they mostly publish through YouTube. We can complain to YouTube, or YouTube can just decide that they don't like you anymore. You know, and then all of a sudden it's over. Oh, we demonetize that. Oh, we demonetize that too. Oh, incidentally, you're never going to make another penny from this. You just haven't figured that out yet. You're going to keep producing content, make us rich. I said, and as soon as you finally figure out that you're really not getting money, you can decide what you're going to do. We don't have to tell you what to do. We just have to tell you why we're censoring you so you'll stop doing that. Dennis Prager, his last thing. Facebook has said that he is a purveyor of misinformation. Prager U is a purveyor of misinformation. And therefore, the vast majority of people on Facebook, if they were signed up whatever you call it.
Good morning. Good morning.
You know, you're not going to be able to see them. You're not going to be able to see their posts. You're not going to be able to see them. He says, that was part of our marketing scheme. Now it's not. I thought he was kind of being actually sad for Dennis Prager, who's a magnificent person compared to my idiocy. I think he's getting a little whiny. You know? They shouldn't do that to people. They shouldn't do that to me. Dude, it's their platform. They can do whatever they want. But it's so huge. It's like, well.
It's your own platform.
Yeah, and they go, but nobody's going to look at that. And you go, yeah, just because the bulk of people are sheeple. If you're easy to get to, that's wonderful. If they start making it less easy for you to be gotten to, you know, what are you going to do? Whine? Complain? Be upset? Be angry? And you go, no, just do something else. Like I said, don't ever think that you're going to keep doing what you're doing and it's always going to be somewhat profitable. I said, over time, it's going to stop working. That's just life. It was wonderful back in the day because you could pretty much stay doing the same basic thing your whole life, like your dad, and you'd be okay. You know? He wasn't in a position of having to change jobs. You go, now? That's never true, you know. These 20-year-old superstars, lots of energy, they can have a lot of content all the time. YouTube just loves it because, you know, even though they're kind of saying, well, I've got a good living off of this. You go, trust me, you're only getting a cut of it. YouTube keeps the rest. And you know, and that's fine. That's, you know, they're providing this platform for you. The fact that they're willing to share some of the profits with you is frankly stunning. That was never done before. And yeah, these guys get 24 and 25, and they're haggard, and they're going, I gotta take a break from this YouTube stuff. And I said, it's just taking a toll on me, and YouTube's decided that a good proportion of my content, they don't want to monetize, so I'm not making any money off of it. And, you know, I say, well, let's do Patreon, and that went well for a while, and now it's kind of gone, blah, 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 because they're not making much off of it. Anyway, so, it's kind of a weird form of self-advertising. And people don't do that very readily. John and Adam, the first ones to say, there are probably millions of people that listen to our show that never pay us a penny. Never pay us a cent. You go, I'm one of them. You know, a douchebag. And you go, but they said, that's okay. For the 0.1% of people that actually throw some money at us, that's sufficient. That keeps us going. Because we don't have a big, expensive studio. We do not try to do video because that's expensive. We, you know, because we do this out of our houses with our own equipment. And it's really kind of cheesy. But yeah, they can live off the donations that they get. And frankly, you know, look at old Adam. He flies over to the continent, and you're going, he's not doing that bad. Of course, he also says that he's married to somebody who has a regular job that pretty well. So it's like, oh, okay, that would be. That would be really helpful. You go, yep, sure is. He gets to play his game, and if it brings in some money, you know, it makes it so she doesn't just leave him in anger. Which I think is what happened to his last wife. She got tired of him kind of being a mooch. This one doesn't seem to have a problem. Like, okay, good for you. So anyway. That's kind of the way it's going to have to be played in the future. I said, nobody's going to get rich off of any of this. If they live cheap, they can get by. When you go out to get all that Clorox and Lysol stuff, Try to double up because nobody else really has the resources to do it. Try.
They will say one item per person.
Well, okay, try two, and if they want it, give it back to them. But try.
Well, I could always just buy one.
So
I
might go to
the
car,
go back and forth,
buy
another one,
yeah.
Come back.
Uh-huh. Do you want to try that? Sure, that'd be great. Because I think we're really end up being the people who have the resources to do this. And other people really don't. Because, you know, we have to go into debt. not that again. Biggest problem is, most likely, and we need to kind of take a poll. If we're going to do this weekend, how many people are actually going to show up?
Except for the
Blaine County. I know, Lisa. Ask the branch council members how many are actually going to show up. And then do it based on, if there's only going to be three people, it's worthless. Don't bother. We'll try, we'll see if people feel more comfortable next week. Yes, Lisa, I understand. We still have to do a poll among the group to see if it's worth it. I think that's kind of what Andy's talking about. Oh, do we really want to do it this week? Or the majority of the people are going to say, no, I'm going to sit out, you know. The young families might decide that they don't want to threaten their kids. I know, but that doesn't mean they're going to show up either. That's why we have to pull. I don't mean to be rude.
Gosh. I don't think that's a problem because I've seen pictures of them being together.
That's fine. However, we need to take a poll of who's actually going to show up because it might not justify even trying. Yes? I love you, Father, and I love Lisa with all my heart, but as much as she